Absentee voting is off to a bumpy start in New York City. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports Board of Elections staff are still getting up to speed on a year-old on-demand ballot system for walk-in voters.
Joel Berg is a registered voter in Brooklyn. In his day job, he's the CEO of a group called Hunger Free America. In his personal time, he plans to travel to a battleground state to get out the vote on Election Day. So he tried to take care of voting via absentee ballot at the Board of Elections on Tuesday.
I went to the Brooklyn office to vote. I filled out my absentee ballot application properly, and then they told me that the actual ballots weren't ready yet in violation of their own policies.
State law says absentee ballots are supposed to be mailed or available in person at the BOE office starting 32 days before the election. That was last Friday. For the second year in a row, the city's printing those ballots for walk-in voters on demand, so they only have to print as many as they need. The problem Berg faced, not everyone in the borough offices seems to know the on-demand system. In calls to other borough offices, staff there were also saying they didn't have ballots yet, even though all they need to do is hit print. Mike Ryan, the head of the City Board of Elections, says he's reinforced the on-demand system. Whether all his staff gets it?
I hesitate to speculate what people understand or don't understand, but I can tell you from our perspective here at the general office, that has been reinforced with the borough offices.
This all means Joel Berg has to make another trip to the BOE to cast an absentee ballot. Inconvenient, but necessary.
I will come back when they are ready. If I have to crawl with concrete on my legs in a snowstorm facing lightning, I will vote.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.